Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you with us. An amazing show on tap, an amazing show, an amazing, amazing show on tap. It's Friday, December 19th, 2014, and I just can't help but think of all the corporate slaves I left in the battlefield who this is their last day. They've got the office Christmas party. They've got guys get to wear like their green pants, green corduroy pants with the Santa Claus printed on them. That's always a great look. With the red sweater and the white dress shirt and the collar neatly pressed and sticking out of your V-neck sweater. And you're aging like a president and you're thinking, God, what if every day at work could be like this, where I just got nobody's yelling at me, everybody's happy. Even if it's a fake smile, I get a smile. Well, the rest of the time I just get is people grunting and groaning at me and telling me to do my work faster and quicker and better for less money. So here I am, December 19th. Here you are listening to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's great to have you here. It's an amazing day, man. Just, it's incredible. I got to share this with you. My wife just sent me a photo, texted me a photo. She's at the hospital, Children's Hospital, with baby Susan. And this is day 124 of her life. She had a tracheotomy last Friday. And she's doing very well, recovering very well. We hope to have her home, I guess, in the next couple months. I don't know. Who knows? It's always a couple months. Like, when's she coming home? A couple months. When's she coming home? A couple months. Now it's going into January. She was born August 17th at 1 pound. So she's dodged a lot of bullets. Dodged a lot of bullets, man. She is coming home. That's just glorious. My wife texted me this photo. I put it on my Facebook page. If you want to check it out, just go to facebook.com/Sam Crowley. You'll see the photo. And she's smiling. I mean, it looks like she's smiling now. She's just a little over 4 months old, so I'm sure it's just gas. But anyway, she's cracking a great smile in the photo. And if she can smile today, we all can smile today. True or true? If a kid who was born at 1 pound just had a trach done, surgery on her last Friday, can find it in her to smile, can't we all smile? I know you got problems. Hell, I got problems. We all got problems. I got 99 problems. You ain't one of them. All right. We all got problems. But holy cow, seriously, what do you got going on that's so bad that you can't overcome it? What is it? Would love to know. Send it to me on Twitter, man, @SamCrowley. Hit me up on Twitter anyway. Let me know you're listening to the show. And, oh, by the way, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. We sure would appreciate it if you did that. And a great comment to get other people listening to the show. Can you imagine? There's like billions of people that aren't even listening to this podcast. I know it's amazing to even think that. I find it incredible. But it's true. So let's get everybody on board the Everyday Saturday bandwagon. Oh, by the way, if you want to work with me one-on-one, I've opened up a very elite select coaching program. Mentoring program to get you to your Saturday. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. sam@everydayissaturday.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you want to do? What is it? When you and I work together, where do you want to go? Do you want to start your own business? Do you want to do better where you're at right now? Do you need the inspiration? Need to make more money? We all need something. I'll help you get there. Don't worry about it. I'll help you get there. Relax, man. Relax. It's an easy journey. I say it's easy. It's worth it. Put it that way. It's so much worth it. So, excuse me, clearing my throat again, is that okay? I did that yesterday on the show, and I said, oh, how unprofessional, came right out of the gates just clearing my throat. But today is an amazing day in the corporate world because most people are now taking off for the rest of the year. And I wonder, because put yourself in the shoes. Maybe you're in a job right now, or remember when you had a job right now, and it's the end of the year, whether you're a Christian or you're a Jew or you're agnostic, it doesn't matter. It's not about religion. It's the holidays. So most companies give you time off to take during the holiday, at least Christmas Day. It's a holiday here in the U.S., you know, and you save up your vacation and you take them. And maybe you travel. Most people don't. Most people stay close to home. They have people come in, and then they go and drive a couple hours to their relative's house. It's so stressful, isn't it? It's like, it's so stressful. You got to buy all these presents and gifts for people. Oh, we got to get Aunt Carol. We got to get Aunt Carol her pearl earrings. And she's, why are we getting Aunt Carol a pearl earring? Well, she got Joey something for his birthday last year. And okay, so we got to get her something and we got to go to so-and-so's house because Aunt Carol's going to be there. So, yeah, that's like, before you know it, the holidays are over. That's not what it's about, man. You know? Not that you got to be, you always got to give. You should serve. You should be excited. But get excited about, think about this over the next 10 days or so before the first of the year. We have 12 days left in this year. But quite honestly, if you're listening to this podcast in the middle of May, your mindset shouldn't change at all. What are you going to do? Like, what's up? You know, if I said, hey, what's up? We got in the elevator. We're going up to the 24th floor. Okay. We've got about 40 seconds. And I say to you, what's up? Don't even think about, oh, not much. If you ever say not much, seriously, that qualifies for a guy. It's a kick to the groin. For a woman, strong stare. Okay. Look, don't ever say nothing, not much. Okay. That's just the death sentence. That's like, okay, so I'm dead at 25 and it takes 50 years to bury me. That's what's going on. So whenever you say that, when somebody says, hey, what's going on? Not much. Oh, okay. You're dead. You're dead. Cause that's what it tells me. You're dead. Okay, cool. That's awesome. When's your funeral? Let's see. You're 40 right now. Another 35 years. It's 2000, almost 2015. So 2050. Awesome. We'll bury you then, but you're dead right now, just in case. So why don't you get a big old sticker, put it on your forehead that says D-E-A-D, dead, all right? Because that's what you are when you say not much. What's going on? Not much. Dead. I'm dead. So next time, just say it. Hey, what's going on? I'm dead. Oh, all right. Then I'll know exactly what you're talking about. Now, if you want to be the other individual who's got a lot going on, doesn't mean money. Remember, we're not talking about who's got the most money in the bank account. Because I know a lot of rich and miserable people. Oh, most people I know that got a lot of money want more. Not even money. It's more significance. How many times we talk about that on the show? Significance. Everybody wants to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to leave a life of significance. But over the next 10 days, 12 days, whatever left in this year, people are going to be thinking about, okay, January 1st, I'm going to hit the gym, and then I'm going to go on a diet, and then I'm going to start reading labels, and I'm going gluten-free. Oh, gluten-free, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to surf the internet until 4 in the morning and find a biz-op, and I'm going to spend about 3 days doing that biz-op. I'm going to invest $500 in it. It's not going to work because everyone I've ever tried has never worked, and then I'm going to go back to my job. First of the year. And I'll be refreshed. Oh, everybody's refreshed. But I'll tell you, after the first of the year, what do people say? Well, vacation went too fast. But I got a lot of rest, did a lot of bacon, ate too much, oh, drank too much. Okay, it's the same stuff. Don't be that person, all right? Think about over the next 10 days. Man, this life is so freaking amazing. So amazing. I mean, how can you not literally just look at yourself? Look at the five fingers on your hand, the five toes on your feet. Look at your elbow, man. Look at your knee. Look at your body. This is just amazing. You're a freaking miracle. And no, it doesn't. And you've got the audacity to say, well, but I don't make enough money. Okay, well, why don't you fix that with everything I just described? Why don't you get up on those two good legs, go walk over to your computer, and start searching for what it is you really want to do. Find individuals who have done what you want to do. Find mentors in your area, in your niche. Get up on those 2 feet. Get those phalanges working, those digits that are attached to your wrist that we call the hand, and start typing some emails up and contacting individuals. And, oh, you might want to use those digits attached to your wrist as well to pick up the phone and call somebody. Say, hey, what's going on? Can we connect? Can we go grab a cup of coffee? I want to talk to you about something. Preferably, this is a joint venture opportunity, to where you can share your talents with an individual, they can share theirs, and together you will do great things. For example, I have a podcast. If I wanted to connect with somebody who's extremely influential, I may say something like this. Hey, Sally, Sam Crowley, I loved your book. I'm a huge fan of your TV show, your radio show, whatever it is. Okay, insert what you are a huge fan of. I would love to have you on my podcast because my audience would absolutely devour your message. No tricks, no nothing. You can plug whatever you want to do, but let's get on the podcast for about 40 minutes or so and just deliver some great value. You up for it? I got shows downloaded in over 100 countries around the world. Fans everywhere. They will love you. That's it. Nothing more than that. No script. You know, I wasn't sitting here reading that at all. It just came off the top of my head. I guess if I actually thought about it, I may even say something even smarter. But the point is, Sally's got a following. She's got an audience. She is a thought leader in my industry, whatever industry that is for you. All right? I have the audience that I can provide for her. It's a win-win. I get her in front of my audience, and then what happens after that? She's going to inevitably say, unless she's just a jerk, okay, she's inevitably going to say, Sam, that was great. I really appreciate the platform. Let me know what I can do for you. All righty, Sally, here's what you can, and I don't come right out of the gate, but you stay in touch, you send a thank you note for being on the show, and you say, hey, let's do something together. By the way, Sally, I got a product coming up. I have a live event in Atlanta coming up, a speaker training where I would love for you, if it makes sense, can you promote for me as well? And, you know, you don't sound all, you know, like it's all about you. There's a way to doing a joint venture. But my point in all of this, in all of this right now, this training, whatever it is that you want to do, find somebody who's already got a little bit of a following. Doesn't need to be a New York Times bestselling author. Maybe it's just a local thought leader who can connect you. What's the word I'm looking for? Connect you with just one other person. Hey, do you know anybody that can help me with? And just fill in the blank, man. But if you're just going to sit on your rusty duff all over this holiday season, even if you're working, that's no excuse, man. Don't even get me started. There's just so many great things going on. I mean, I'm just going to tell you. I was going into work at 4 in the morning, printing off how to internet market. And I would print them off, and nobody was using the printer at 4 in the morning, and I would put them all in these 3-ring binders, and I made myself an entire freaking library about internet marketing because I didn't know how to bookmark and save the file as and all. This was 2005, man, 2004. Okay, so depending on how bad you want it, you'll find a way to get it done. When most people right now are thinking about, what outfit am I going to wear to the office party? Or, I can't wait to sleep in every day till noon because I don't got to go sit in a cubicle. You know, most people think about that. Most people think about that. Why don't you think about how you're going to make 2015 the freaking greatest year ever, not only in your life, of anybody's life. Why don't you go for the most improved person for 2015? That goes for personal development. That goes for business. That goes for your bank account. That goes for health. That goes for everything. Why don't you make that your goal? I want to be the most improved. Like if there was an award, there's the Everyday Saturday Awards coming at the end of 2015. We're going to vote on most improved person for this year. Wouldn't you want to win that award? Or do you want to win biggest slug? Dead at the age of 25. Just takes 50 years to bury him. Do you want to win that award? Because I can tell you, there's a lot more competition to win the biggest slug of the year award than there is for winning the most improved person of the year award. Would you rather play in an event where there is less competition? I would. Hello. Thank you. That's the right answer. So as we're getting near to the end of the year, baby, it's time to wake up, it's time to get up, and it's time to stand up on your dream. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.